Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
Hello, I'm Elsie.
Today we're going to continue the story of Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes.
Yesterday we met Don Quixote, who lived in Spain.
Yeah, he loved reading stories about knights and their adventures.
Right, 阅读骑士文学的唐吉诃德后来相信自己也是位骑士。He read so much that he started to believe that he was actually a knight.
Crazy guy. He made some armor, put it on, got on his horse, and rode to the house of his neighbor, Sancho.
穿戴好他的盔甲之后呢，他就去找他的邻居 Sancho 了。Don Quixote wanted Sancho to become his servant.
Yeah, another word we could use is squire, okay? Which is the young man who helps a knight with his weapons and his armor and his horse.
Oh, 佩德老师提到呢，除了说 Sancho 是一个仆人 servant 之外呢，我们也可以说他是一个 squire, S-Q-U-I-R-E, 随从护卫。
Okay, Sancho agreed and they decided to start their adventure. Today we're going to find out what happened, so let's start reading.
Don Quixote, Knight or Fool?
As Don Quixote and Sancho were going into town, they saw a windmill. But...Foolish Quixote thought it was an ogre. He shouted,
I will kill that beast.
Sancho said,
Sir, that's just a windmill.
Quixote didn't listen and charged at the windmill. With a loud noise, Quixote and his suit of armor hit the windmill. Sancho asked his master,
Sir, are you all right? You must see a doctor.
Quixote laughed.
Of course I'm fine, but the monster is not. I killed him.
Sancho saw the cracks in the windmill. He sighed and helped his master get back on his horse. Then they went back home.
Town, town. There are only two gas stations in this town. There are only two gas stations in this town. Foolish, foolish. It's foolish of you to ignore other people's advice.It's foolish of you to ignore other people's advice. Charge, 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 charged, charged. The cow was scared, so it charged at the farmer. The cow was scared, so it charged at the farmer. Master, master.The cruel master treated his workers very badly. The cruel master treated his workers very badly.
So the next part of the story begins. As Don Quixote and Sancho were going into town, they saw a windmill.So let's look at the word town, T-O-W-N, town. This is a place with many houses and shops and stores where people live and work. It's larger than a village, but smaller than a city.
今天的文章呢，从他们的第一场 adventure 开始。当唐吉诃德和 Sancho 主仆两个人到镇上去的时候呢，他们见到了一个风车 windmill。我们先看到 town 城镇这个字哦，一个 town 的大小呢，大概介于村庄 village 和 city 城市之间。
Here's an example. There are only two gas stations in this town. There are only two gas stations in this town.
例句提到呢，这座镇上只有两间加油站。
Now we also saw the word windmill, and this is going to be important. Mm-hmm. So a windmill, it's W-I-N-D-M-I-L-L, it's all one word, windmill. It's a building with big arms, like sails on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the wind pushes them, they go round, and they mill flour, which means they crush plants between two big stones, mm-hmm. and turn them into the flour we use for making bread.
Windmill 风车 ，wind 是风 ，mill 是磨面坊的意思。所以其实当时的风车 windmill 就是一个用风力发电来将谷物磨成粉的地方。But Don Quixote saw it in a different way.、He didn't think it was a windmill.
Yes, this is what happens. The story says, but foolish Quixote thought it was an ogre.An ogre, O-G-R-E, ogre is a big ugly monster, like a giant is another word, G-I-A-N-T, giant.、
Mm-hmm.
And ogres appear a lot in fairy stories and fantasy stories.
但是傻乎乎的唐吉诃德以为他看见了一只怪物。Ogre,、
mm-hmm.
怪物这个字 This word reminds me of Shrek.
Yes, Shrek is an ogre.
史瑞克就是一只怪物。Okay, so what's the difference between an ogre and a monster?
I would say an ogre is one type of monster. Like、mm-hmm. an elephant is a type of animal, an ogre is a type of monster.
Oh, ogre 是一种怪物，一种 monster. I got it.
Okay, we also saw the word foolish used to describe Don Quixote. If someone is foolish, F-O-O-L-I-S-H, foolish, they're not showing good sense or judgment.
Foolish, 愚蠢的。名词是 fool 这个字 F-O-O-L 就是傻子啦像是呢愚人节的英文就是 April Fool's Day
Yeah, I love that day Here's an example of foolish It's foolish of you to ignore other people's advice It's foolish of you to ignore other people's advice
你忽视他人的建议是愚蠢的事情例句中的 ignore I-G-N-O-R-E 是忽视不在乎的意思同学们也一起学起来咯 So at that moment Don Quixote thought that the fans of the windmill、were the arms of an ogre, right?
Yep、
Crazy. And what did he do to the windmill?
Well, let's see what happened. He shouted, I will kill that beast! Okay, a beast, B-E-A-S-T, beast, means a big or dangerous animal or monster.
接下来唐吉诃德就大喊啦我要杀了那个怪兽 Beast, 怪兽 You know what's in my mind now, pet?
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme Beauty and...
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast
Right, there we go
美女与野兽这部卡通同学们一定有看过对不对
Let's read on So Sancho said What, sir? That's just a windmill
头脑清楚的 Sancho 就说了主人啊那只是一个风车啦 At least one of them is smart
Yeah
But would Don Quixote listen to him?
No Quixote didn't listen and charged at the windmill To charge means to rush forward and attack somebody or something
结果呢他并没有听 Sancho 的话直接朝风车进攻 Charge 在文章当中是动词代表冲撞进攻的意思
Let's use it in a sentence. The cow was scared, so it charged at the farmer. The cow was scared, so it charged at the farmer.
例句说呢，乳牛很害怕，所以冲向农夫。另外 ，charge 也可以是收费的意思哦。例如、how much do you charge for your English lessons, pet?
Ooh, it depends. I'm not going to say on camera, but for you, I'll give you a good price.
Thank you. That's so nice of you. They're all free.那么 charge 当名词就是费用的意思了。
Let's see what happens next. With a loud noise, Quixote and his suit of armor hit the windmill. Crash!
唐吉诃德呢就和他的盔甲大声地撞上了风车。文章中我们看到 with a loud noise. 到底 with 加上一个名词该怎么使用呢？英文快语通老师交给你咯。
英文
快通
，Oh
yeah! Hello, everyone. I'm Winnie. 欢迎来到今天的英文快译通。你写英文的时候，一定常常用到 with。中文里跟什么什么和什么什么，你第一个字一定是先想到 with， 对吧？比如我喜欢跟朋友一起去看电影 ，I like going to the movies with my friends.I like going to the movies with my friends. 其实 with 超好用，还有很多类似的用法都可以用 with 哦。像是 with 后面加工具或是物品，就变成使用。For example, some European people eat hamburgers with fork and knife. Some European people eat hamburgers with a fork and knife. 有些欧洲人喜欢使用刀叉吃汉堡。
还有一种用法是用 with 开头，后面接名词表示条件或是原因，也就是有了点点点，随着点点点，有了什么什么什么，后面接的句子就是说可以干嘛干嘛。For example, with the money, we will be able to get a new car. With this money, we will be able to get a new car. 有了这笔钱，我们就可以买新车了。要记得 with 是个介系词，所以后面只能接名词或动名词 ving 哦。所以当你看到关键字，比如因为什么什么、由于什么什么、随着等等，就知道又是使用 with 的时机啦。比如随着越来越多人到中国经商，中文已经变成一个受欢迎的语言，你听到随着，不管三七二十一，就用 with 开头就对了。所以这句话可以这么说啦，With more and more people doing business in China, Chinese has become a popular language. 下次看到因为什么什么，不要再只有那永远的一招 because 啦，换一下 with 你的英文立马升级，让你的英文老师都会吓一跳哦。那今天的英文快译通就到这边咯， Let's learn more English with 英文快译通。 See you next time.
Welcome back.Don Quixote has just crashed into a windmill that he attacked because he believed it was a monster. Next, the article says, Sancho asked his master, Sir, are you all right? You must see a doctor. So Don Quixote is Sancho's master,、mm-hmm. M-A-S-T-E-R, master, which means a man who has people working for him, often as servants in his home.
撞完风车之后一定很痛啊，所以 Sancho 就问他的主人 Master 说，你还好吗？你一定要去看医生啊。 Master 是主人的意思，所谓的主人就是底下有人帮他做事的人。
We could also say the cruel master treated his workers very badly. The cruel master treated his workers very badly.
例句提到残酷的主人 The cruel master 对他的工人非常的坏 So this time did Don Quixote listen to his servant and go to the doctor?
What do you think? He never listens. The article says Quixote laughed. Of course I'm fine, but the monster is not. I killed him.
Sancho 紧张但主人唐吉诃德这个时候却笑了他说当然好啊但那个怪物可就不好了我杀掉他了 Oh my god, he's really out of his mind.
Yeah, he's just gone crazy. Next, Sancho saw the cracks in the windmill. A crack, C-R-A-C-K, crack is like a line on a surface of something when it's been split but not broken apart.
Sancho 这时候看见风车上有裂痕 crack 在文章当中是一个名词代表裂痕裂缝的意思
So after that, the article says He sighed, so Sancho, he sighed and helped his master to get back on the horse To sigh, S-I-G-H, means to let out a deep breath to show you're sad or tired or disappointed like this And we could do different sad, so a sad sigh, can we do a sad one?A tired one. Disappointed.
I think mine are all the same.
Okay.
okay.
Carry on.
三九七二就叹了一口气，并且帮助他的主人回到马背上。Sigh 这个字什么意思呢？就是叹气。
Yeah. Okay, so the article says he helped Don Quixote get back on his horse. So get back means to go where you were before. In this case, on top of the horse.
Get back to somewhere 就是重新回到某处的意思。文章中就是回到马背上啦。
So this part of the story finishes by saying, then they went back home.
文章最后说到然后他们就回家了。
Okay, so this is the end of this first adventure. It gets called The Adventure of the Windmills, but it's not the end of the whole story. We'll finish it tomorrow, but now we're going to end today's lesson. So this part of the story where Don Quixote attacks a windmill, it's very famous. This book's 500 years old, everybody knows about it. And it's so famous that it's actually become an idiom, this windmill incident, it's become an idiom in English.
Cool! 这段唐吉诃德与风车的故事呢很有名已经变成了一个谚语啦 Can you explain it?
Sure. The idiom in full is to tilt at windmills, okay? In this sentence, tilt, T-I-L-T, tilt is a verb, meaning to charge at something like a knight on a horse, and they did that during their practice.
To tilt at windmills, tilt 和 charge 一样都是冲撞的意思。So what does that idiom
What does it mean? Okay. Well, the idiom to tilt at windmills means to attack imaginary enemies or enemies that aren't really there except in your own mind.
Oh, 就是与这个幻想中的敌人作战，做无谓的攻击或对抗的意思。So we can say it's no use to tilt at
windmills. Sure. So maybe somebody is giving an interview and they say, oh, many people are saying bad things about me. Everybody's judging me.If that's not true, if no one's saying bad things, then that guy is tilting at windmills. He's fighting people who aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one of these stories about Don Quixote. We're going to hear some more, and we'll find out how the adventure that Don Quixote and Sancho are going on finishes in tomorrow's article. So join us again then. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
William never looks worried. He's always cool as a cucumber.
William never looks worried. He's always cool as a cucumber.
Hello, I'm Vina. 今天的小聚会啊，就要来说说很多人都很害怕的小黄瓜 cucumber。还记得啊，有次试图要欺骗我的好朋友吃上小黄瓜的时候呢，还是被他发现并且冷静的跳了出来。当啷，形容一个人很冷静啊，泰然自若的样子，就可以说 as cool as a cucumber. When everything seems to be going wrong, Iris is always cool as a cucumber.每当啊，只要有事情出了问题的时候呢 ，Iris 他依然可以泰然自若。回到今天的小聚会 ，William never looks worried. He's always cool as a cucumber. Look 后面呢加上形容词啊，是看起来怎么样怎么样的意思。整句的意思话是说 ，William 看起来从不担心，他一直都老神在在的。好吧，让我们再来复一下今天的小聚会哦。William never looks worried.He's always cool as a cucumber. 小聚会明天见咯，拜。
William never looks worried. He's always cool as a cucumber.
William never looks worried. He's always cool as a cucumber.
Don Quixote, Knight or Fool?
As Don Quixote and Sancho were going into town, they saw a windmill. But foolish Quixote thought it was an ogre. He shouted,
I will kill that beast.
Sancho said,
Sir, that's just a windmill.
Quixote didn't listen and charged at the windmill. With a loud noise, Quixote and his suit of armor hit the windmill.Sancho asked his master,
Sir, are you all right? You must see a doctor.
Quixote laughed.
Of course I'm fine, but the monster is not. I killed him.
Sancho saw the cracks in the windmill. He sighed and helped his master get back on his horse. Then they went back home.
Town.Town. There are only two gas stations in this town. There are only two gas stations in this town. Foolish. Foolish. It's foolish of you to ignore other people's advice.It's foolish of you to ignore other people's advice. Charge. Charge. Charge, charged, charged. The cow was scared, so it charged at the farmer. The cow was scared, so it charged at the farmer. Master.
master. The cruel master treated his workers very badly. The cruel master treated his workers very badly.